What we thought we'd do in this bit is show you some of the material and metrics that we've collected and talk to you about some of the models and the way we think it's developing. Tiers is going to lead that. And I'm going to start the heckling, but we encourage you to heckle as well.
You didn't say that when I was
doing No, we didn't. We said it would get increasingly informal as we go through.
So this is why we've. This is why Brian is sitting on one side and I'm sitting on the other. We don't want to make sure it doesn't go for too long without me being interrupted or contradicted. Well, hello everybody. Thank you very much, Jeff, for your provocation. It's always the case, actually, when I look around gatherings at C4CC, that I can see a number of familiar faces, and I can see a number of people who I recognise, but I don't know their names, or I don't even recognise, which is one of the great things about this place. There are always new people coming, and always new people networking. Not surprisingly, there are new people here, but also some of the almost 4,000 people who've been through the doors since they opened about a year ago. That contrasts with, I think it was the 200 that was the target for us that was set by Hefty, which actually doesn't only go to show that this has been successful, it goes to show that we really didn't know what we were creating. What I have here is the group of slides which are about what we think we have learned. They're an articulation, they're a product of conversations that we've had with a number of you, but you may well, indeed, I hope you will disagree with some of them. Before I go on to those slides, though, I would like to take you back to... it goes back to meetings that I had with Jeff, I think, in 2008. And at that point, we were doing a consultation. We were trying to work with all of the universities across London and understand whether collaboration really would work and whether people thought it was a good idea. We spoke with 50 people across 27 universities in London, and we found out, actually, much as Jeff said, in a lot of these conversations, I think your words were pushing at an open door, and then they said, that's what we want. Yes, collaboration is what we want. Collaboration is a good idea. It will be better for everybody if we can make more out of our ideas and create new ideas. But it's never really worked. Everybody thinks it's a good idea. We just don't know how to make it work. What we said was that we would collate all of the ideas and try to crystallise things, and we would then come up with something which would actually make it work. We would come up with what we called a vision, a story, and a brand here. At the end of the presentation that we did 4 years ago, I guess now, on that, we said we would build a vision, a story, and a brand. We said we would start small. We said we would enlist tribal leaders with communities of practice, build processes to support the communities, and review and revise as we went along. And that's what we've tried to do. And we started it small. We started just to prove that it would and could happen. And Brian, you will remember there were four reasons that people came up with, which said where they said why it wouldn't happen.
Oh, it's five.
Five.
Yeah. London's too big, too complex, too expensive, too political, and it's all too difficult. No, there's no demand. We were told there's no demand for this.
So we, together with Jeff Crossick and together with the then Vice Chancellor of the University of London, Sir Rowan Davis, said, well, why don't we start it up, see what it looks like, see how it develops. We drew funding from a number of different colleges, from partner colleges, from Royal Holloway, from Goldsmiths, from Central. We've been used by a huge number of other colleges, which I'll go on to later. And we also got funding from Hefke and from the LDA. They set us a series of targets to associate with their funding, which were actually probably framed by the too hard, too big, too difficult arguments, to have three collaborators, so three partners. And these numbers were done October, so after 18 months. to have 200 visitors over the first 2 years. This was, I said 4,000, this was 3,700 in October. Projects, we should have had 12, we've had 106. Workshops, 10, we've had 12. And we've been a little bit too busy to actually hit the report paper targets, but we are getting there. So this is the most turgid of the slides. Actually, it's interesting, I've been told as a consultant never to use this slide with creative people. And in fact, there's somebody sitting over there in the corner who's told me not to use it. I put lots of pictures in here, but I still use this slide because this is the hard data. This is what, you know, it's a story is very important. A story is what this is all about, but this is the hard data. The four partner colleges on the far left-hand side there have been involved in 55 projects between them. We've had 41 other HEIs involved in the centre, and we've had 65 SMEs. That's one of the most interesting things about the way that the centre has developed. We didn't know what the story was going to be. As I said, we wanted to see how things developed. We have been really astonished by how fast and how quickly SMEs understood how to work with HEIs and have really helped to make the place buzz. Say 65 of them, and they've been involved over here. This is an approximation of the kind of collaborations that we've had, and I'll get on to what those really are later on. But SMEs have been involved in 37 collaborations, and the HEIs, as you can see, HEIs either with each other or with SMEs or corporates have been involved in over 65. So what on earth is happening here? Why is it working like this? I think it's fair to say it surprised everybody. It clearly surprised the funders with the targets. It surprised us. It surprised the partners. We don't actually know, and I'm not going to presume to be able to click the clicker and say, so this is what's going on. But we've started to try to crystallise things, because we're all capable of doing this as creative people, as human beings, but we must be able to crystallise it and start to build on it rather than just repeat it. So this is how we think it works. It works, first of all, with leadership and trust, but not prescriptive leadership. Trust, I mean, one of the first people who came in there, Misha Smith from the Bartlett, whose installation is playing out there occasionally, said to me when I first met with him in a basement on Gordon Street, he said, so what's the deal? How does this work? Where's the paperwork? Who's going to sign with regards to the IP? Who's going to sign with regards to liability? Who takes the insurance? How much do we have to pay? And I had to think reasonably quickly, and I said, well, that's not really how it works. It works along the lines of the Vice Chancellor trusts us, we trust you. If any one of us gets that wrong, then this isn't going to work. But work along those lines, and it'll probably be all right. And that's what he did, and it has worked very well with him and with many others. Then there's the facilities and the support. The space is important, but more important actually than the space is how you work with it, how you work with the physical space, how you work with the social space, and how you work with the virtual space. And that's all about flexibility. It's about whether people want to be able to use a big room like this in order to be able to talk about big projects or have big models, whether they want to be able to mutter in an alcove in a way where their energy comes out of the alcove but not what they're talking about, or whether they want to be completely private conversations either to do with their projects or indeed to do with their lives. People have to feel comfortable working in places. It's also actually about everybody giving timely and tailored advice. Everybody being prepared to talk to other people and to share what it is that they know. And that actually is an area where I said, no, we haven't been prescriptive. That's, if people don't do that, they are told to do that. You have to share. Everybody here has knowledge that they can share, they can then disseminate. Dissemination works through all of your networks, all of which are very large. It also works through this wonderful thing called, what's it called, Brian? The web, which has been
TSI, the antithesis of one another when it comes to social media. He's not on Twitter. He's got, is it a friend on Facebook?
Two.
They
both befriended me though.
Whereas, as many of you know, not a second passes that I'm not actually doing something on Twitter. But within seconds of this starting, there was a picture of Jeff went up on Twitter, and Laura and Benjamin Ellis, Laura Kidd and Benjamin Ellis from Amplified, are tweeting and blogging like fury. So, yeah, that kind of piece is interesting, isn't it?
It works.
I just wanted to heckle you on the support thing.
Yeah.
It seems to me that support is as much about the support that is mutually offered by people running projects here than it is some kind of external support function. See what I mean? I'm not sure we've got the language right. We want to feel supported when we're here running projects.
Yeah.
And it's quite risky, isn't it, some of the time. You feel uncomfortable with the risk of what you're doing occasionally. Is that right?
Never.
You fibber.
but it's definitely not them and us.
No,
but
there is no
there's no them and us.
There's lots of us. Yes, clearly it's. The interesting thing that I found actually about the web piece, and I was talking to Neil Usher about this earlier on, is that that is working in much the same way as the space piece is working, which is there's absolutely free dissemination, the sort of Twitter, the blog. But people also demand smaller groups, they demand more private dissemination, but it's really important that it happens. And then people demand, tiny little groups of four or five people working on a project. So it reflects the way that people are using the rooms. It reflects the way that we are as individuals and how we work most effectively, I think. But it's been very useful. And I think that the web dissemination piece has driven quite a lot of the SME interest, as much as anything else. We've now got another slide which is unintelligible, but it's a lot. We've kept it in here because we don't know how it works. This is the best approximation that we can have, and I call it a creative washing machine.
You can tell you about branding school.
A creative washing machine. The groups that we have here are constructed heckling.
I love you, tears.
The idea is that creative capital, which are people with talent and confidence to push creative boundaries constructively. And I mean, I look around here and I can see people who fit that sort of shape. There's then social capital, people who interact with purpose locally, nationally, and go globally, and financial capital. And financial is people who see value in supporting, investing, and growing ideas. Now, there are no explicit links between these three groups, and the three groups may not be the right definition. They're the best definition that we could come up with, the group who've talked about this, and I could structure the argument in such a way as you might be less rude about it, Lloyd. But the alternative is for you to come up with a better one out of these sessions that you're later on. Genuinely, that is what it is and should be about. So then output. The outputs here have made a real difference, and these make a difference because we can tell people that what is happening here is making an impact. effective collaboration is really, we've had over 155 entities here working on 100 projects, and all of which have been collaborative. That's pretty effective collaboration. Secondly, there's delivering academic and social impact outputs, which are of value to the universities. To be able to articulate what we do here helps the institutions that have funded the place, the partner institutions, helps them make the argument about why this is such a unique place, but make it in a way where people can see outputs as well as arguments. And then there are new jobs, startups, collaborations across disciplinarity. All of those have value. The example there is that we had more than 120 students who've attended explicit entrepreneurship training here through iTeams and Reboot workshops, six new enterprises, and broadly speaking, about 30 full-time internships have been created. And that's creating real value. Neil, sitting over there, another Neil, was telling me the other day that he'd been talking to someone, I think, in government, local government, who had said that the value of somebody being in any form of employment rather than being on benefits, so 30 internships, is between £5,000 and £15,000 to the government. So that's tangible benefits. And now the models. We have identified three models that you can start to talk about and change as you see fit. One is the ideas collaboration, which is about people coming together with new ideas, new concepts, people developing either their academic or their entrepreneurial ideas in such a way that they wouldn't have seen happen if they hadn't been here. The example there is the convivial camera conversations. It's a group who will be part of the breakouts. Industry collaboration, which is where people and projects make links with an industrial partner with ensuing benefit. The picture here is of Perform, which was a mobile theatre space, which was a product of work that Jess from Central did with Bob Scheel at the Bartlett, which went from being paper to being a small physical model, to being a larger physical model, to having conversations with William Formula One about how the hydraulics, materials, and actually the theatre of the space worked. And then economic impact. This is where ideas have developed to provide employment to collaborators or in the local community, where people have come here and have essentially created businesses. Picture of Debbie there, and indeed over there, who will also be leading one of these sessions later. Now, at this stage, I feel like one of those people who's turned up at a party wearing the same clothes as one of the key guests, because at this point, I thought, well, this is brilliant. We are brilliant, aren't we? We've generated so much. But are we really? And I went back to the conversations that I had had with Jeff and looked at what he had said about it and actually came up with the same quotes completely independently. We did know that we were going in the same direction. We didn't know that we were actually going to turn up wearing exactly the same dress.
But everyone admired my dress first. Yeah,
absolutely. This is why I quickly got changed.
In fact, he stole his own material back before we had a chance to take it from him.
So,
you should leave that for
little. Well, the quotes are there. The amusing thing is that I don't think Jeff and I ever go through a meeting or a presentation without there being some sort of a crossover at some point. So,
no, don't go over it again.
These are the quotes. And, I mean, the message is there. We are quick learners, but then maybe we're not. I mean, everything that we've been talking about, everything that we are doing, it's certainly something which London SMEs and higher education have not been able to put together in the 30 years that they've been talking about it, and the fact that it is important for everybody, for ideas, for jobs, for dissemination, for academia, it has come together before. And I mean, the challenge that we have really starting today is how can we crystallise then what we have learned. I don't think that we can be different, but I think that we can try to capture what it is that we've done, how it's worked. We can try to incrementally build on that, and we can try to make sure that the more we do this, the easier it gets and the more productive it gets, because that is the way that, I mean, that we will become more creative, create better ideas, and create jobs. So these are the questions. How do we crystallise it? How do we communicate it? And how do we scale it?